This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Events were held across the United States Sunday on National Awareness Day for missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. Walks, forums, and vigils were among community events. Many people wore red to honor missing and murdered women. The White House issued a proclamation acknowledging the day. U.S. Democratic lawmakers are calling on the Senate to take action by reauthorizing the Violence Against Women Act and ensuring it includes tribal provisions to protect Native women. It's a top issue for Congresswoman Deb Haaland, who recapped bills and amendments to address missing and murdered Indigenous women, which includes creating an advisory committee, boosting victim services, improving cooperation between tribes and law enforcement, and the protection of children. TC Energy, formerly TransCanada, has announced the company is unable to begin construction on the Keystone XL pipeline in 2019 due to ongoing legal challenges. Environmental groups and tribes are among those fighting the project in court. In a statement, Dallas Goldtooth with the Indigenous Environmental Network said the fight is not over. The Trump administration has tried to push the project through. Opponents are preparing to go to court this week over a water permit for the project in South Dakota. The pipeline would carry oil from Canada to the U.S. Tribal opponents say it threatens water and the environment. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has awarded the Navajo Nation nearly $90,000 to study air quality in the town of Cove in northwestern Arizona. Residents there worry radioactive dust from nearby abandoned uranium mines is threatening the community. Arizona Public Radio's Ryan Heinches reports.
The study will examine whether metals like uranium, arsenic, and lead, as well as the radionuclides, thorium, and radium, are polluting the air in Cove. Members of the remote community fear winds may be transporting airborne particulate matter from more than 30 abandoned mines near the town that the U.S. EPA and tribal officials are in the initial stages of cleaning up. Monitoring will begin this spring for the year-long study and will be led by the Navajo EPA. The Cove area has one of the highest concentrations of abandoned uranium mines on the Navajo Nation, and to date, none have fully been cleaned up. There are more than 500 total abandoned mines on or near Navajo tribal lands left over from the Cold War, when 30 million tons of uranium ore were mined in the area. Assessment efforts have been ongoing for years, but only a handful have been remediated. For National Native News, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.
Many tribal lands on the northern plains are recovering from damage from a series of powerful storms and flooding that has resulted from the weather. Officials from national and regional agencies are assessing the damage in a step toward federal relief funds. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Gary Ellenbolt reports.
At one time, floodwaters from the White River turned the Pine Ridge Reservation in southwest South Dakota into an island, with all roads into and out of the area covered in water. The Rosebud and Cheyenne River reservations were hit by strong storms and heavy flooding as well. This week, crews from the Federal Emergency Management Agency will join local officials to begin damage assessments. They'll begin preliminary estimates on homes and businesses damaged by snowmelt, heavy rains, and flooding. FEMA and others will use the visits to help determine the possibility for federal assistance. An initial assessment of public infrastructure is scheduled to start next week. For National Native News, I'm Gary Ellenbold.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support from AmeriCorps Vista, whose members fight against poverty while earning money for college and gaining skills. With rewarding service opportunities around the country and info at AmeriCorps.gov/Vista.
My day one.
Telling inspiring stories of alcohol recovery. Recovery works. Hope starts here. Go to recoveralaska.org to learn more.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.